Spacesuits as one giant leap for fashion.
Spacesuits are the ultimate in couture. Think about it. Custom fit garments, dozens of layers deep, made from innovative textiles that can run $5,000 per square foot with eye-catching accessories. Gemini suits, moon dust coated boots, and Neil Armstrong's gold visored helmet, all preserved in the Smithsonian's Paul E. Garber facility in Suitland, Maryland, under Amanda Young's careful watch, are just some of the stars of her new book, Space Suits, the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum Collection. The book focuses on the evolution from the pressure suits of the 1930s, used by aircraft pilots trying to reach higher altitudes, to the R2-D2-like fiberglass and woven steel suits of the post-Apollo period.
The book Spacesuits started about 6 years ago. Much of the information about the artifacts was stored in Young's head, or scattered among manuals, historical documents, and other people's memories. We had a chairman who used to talk about the hit by the bus syndrome, recalled Young. What would happen to all the information should Young disappear or retire? As it turns out, 62-year-old Young plans to do just that at the end of June after 25 years at the museum. What Young originally conceived as a catalog or a set of binders has developed into a glossy coffee table book. She teamed up with Mark Avino, who, over a 5-year period, photographed hundreds of suits, boots, gloves, and helmets.